Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Galloping gourmet, Gavin Foreman has slipped into the studio. He's a bit like a vampire because this time of the day, it's just, he must be like, oh God, who woke me up? What time do you get to bed of a morning?
Usually 2-3 o'clock thereabouts, somewhere in around there.
So you'd get the opportunity to take part in watching some late night infomercials, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I love cutting shoes with knives.
Really? How much stuff have you bought? You know, that moment of weakness.
Absolutely nothing.
That's smart. Very smart indeed. Because we're talking about Teflon versus traditional, moreover with fry pans. And I always had the belief that when it came to professional cooks, the idea of having a non-slip, non-skid, non-stick fry pan in the kitchen.
Unstickiness.
Now I'm confused, but their level of unstickiness, you know what I mean, don't do this to
like
me.
Like a pH scale of level of unstickiness.
Yes, anyway, moving right along. I would have thought it would have been basically sacrilege to have a Teflon fry pan in a professional kitchen. So what is the go, Teflon or traditional?
I like both. We have certain pans for certain dishes. If you're going to sear a steak really quickly, no Teflon, just get it in the pan. I like to season the food. If you season your food, we have a tray beside the stove where it's got oil and salt and pepper in it. Mm-hmm. You dip the steak or your piece of fish or whatever it is, different trays for different things, of course, before you put it on the grill or in the stove.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? Don't tip the oil into the pan. No. You've got to tip the oil and the salt and pepper
your coat,
on yeah, very
your protein,
nice.
Like your steak or whatever you're going to use.
I worry. I've got Teflon. I've got non-slip. But
I
in my house, I do. But in my house, I'm like the kitchen Nazi because if anyone decides they want to cook with my stuff, I've got very strict rules on the utensils they can use because you don't want to spend $120 on a nice Gabriel Gatte, you know. What are you laughing about? That's what I've got. I've got one of those. And then some.
Have you got some of Gabrielle's stuff?
I do have some of Gabrielle's stuff.
Do you have Jamie Oliver's stuff?
Yes, I do.
I can just tell. There's just a look. There's a look.
Well, Jamie says it's all pucker and it works. But anyway, look, enough of me. Getting back to the fry pan, you don't want some joker to come in with a really expensive fry pan and then run a steel or an aluminium scraper along. That's the problem, isn't it?
Especially the aluminium pans, because if you use aluminium pans and a metal spoon, you're going to scrape the bottom of it and you're going to put the aluminium through your food, which is not good.
No, that's not good.
I use nonstick a little bit for fish.
Yep.
I find that helps really well. But the pans we've got at work are battered, broken, seasoned, black, thick. I love them because you can throw them around. We scrub them hard every night. They go back through the dishwasher. They get set back up for the next day and battered again, and they turn up. It's like a good centre forward, you know, a big number 10 for the Newcastle Knights.
How many of those get thrown at apprentices? That's the question.
Oh, so far where I am now, about 3.
Okay,
so,
well, that's all right.
They've got to be sturdy. They've got to be able to take the punishment, and so does the apprentice.
What sort of dollars? Because we spoke about knives a couple of months ago, and I think that like a good toolkit, and basically a kitchen kind of is a toolkit, you need some really basic things. How many fry pans, size-wise, and what sort of dollars should you pay within reason?
For home, I always like an omelette pan at home, like a small little one that's just for omelettes and eggs.
I got one of those that fold over on itself.
Oh, God.
I got it anyway.
I bet you have a rice cooker, too. Yep, okay. Moving swiftly along, because there's nothing...
We're running short of time.
There's nothing wrong with a pot and some water. That's difficult. Let's buy a rice cooker.
Is it International Pick on Top Day today?
Sorry.
Is
it? Sorry.
Okay, get back to the fry pan, yeah?
No, I've got the omelette pan, one for meat and one for fish. The non-stick one is fish.
Yep.
So three pans, around $100 each, but I do like the hardy. I remember growing up in my grandmother's house, there was one roasting pan that was always, it never got washed.
No,
it was always
right.
Sitting in the oven with about an inch of fat in it, and she used to make the best roast potatoes I've ever had.
Well, we had something that in 2016 would be considered horrible now because we had the fat tray in the fridge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And after every roast, it would be just tipped in.
And
I'm sure in this day and age that would be pretty much frowned upon because of...
Not where I am.
Okay.
That's beautiful, especially if it's duck. You can see if you take the fat off your duck, if you do duck at home or pork, and save the fat, pour the fat in, render it down, or just put it in the fridge, you can fry in that, you can roast in that, and your potatoes take on the flavour or whatever vegetables you cook.
My arteries have just hardened talking about it, but
that's
okay.
Great, isn't it?
Before you go this morning, you got a recipe for us. What have you got?
I'm going to do a pea and mint ice cream. It's going to go up as an entree.
A pea and mint ice cream?
Yes.
Dessert before the main?
Absolutely.
Very nice, all right. What else we got?
We're going to do pea and mint ice cream with labneh, which is a hung yogurt, like... Lebanese cheese, not Lebanese, Turkish.
Yes.
And we're going to do, actually I'll do the three courses, why not? We'll do the roast chicken breast with mango sorbet. So you put your mango, cold mango sorbet straight onto your hot chicken.
We've got three desserts here basically, haven't we?
We're working towards it, but the last one's a roast dinner because we're going to do panna cotta with rosemary. So when you take a bite of it, your senses, your nose tells you you're having roast dinner, but your mouth tells you you're having dessert.
Oh, look, that's heaven on a stick. If you want to find out those recipes, head to 2NURFM.com and the morning page. Thank you very much for updating us.
My pleasure.
2NURFM 103.7.